Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot, and I'm very pleased to have with me in the studio today Casey Searson, who is a local resident and longtime member of the RCMP band. Casey, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Bob. Pleasure to be here.
Now, I wanted to start. I made the assumption that you were an officer in the RCMP, but you are not.
That's correct.
So how did you get involved with the band?
I have been piping for close to 25 years. I piped with another band for about the first 12 years of that. But then I decided that I wanted to use my piping to give back to the community. And the RCMP Pipes and Drums allows me to do that. One of the primary, or the primary purpose of the RCMP Pipes and Drums is to support regimental functions. And one of those functions, sadly enough, is playing for our regimental funerals, whether it be RCMP officers or other police officers across the country. So I found that it was a way for me to volunteer and to give back to the families of the fallen, as well as to the police community at that very sad time.
And you were just you mentioned in an email exchange that we had that you were at the services that were held in Ottawa last week.
That's correct. For Sergeant Mueller of the Ontario Provincial Police, the funeral was held in Kanata at the Canadian Tire Centre.
So it's really interesting. Like, how did you get into playing the bagpipes? Because that isn't something that most people will say, you know, I want to pick up an instrument. Normally they're saying like guitar or something like that.
Yeah. One of my earliest recollections in life is watching the local pipe band in the small town that I came from in southern Ontario, Kincardine, Ontario. And a tradition developed there in 1947 to close the main street every Saturday night in the summertime, and the local pipe band would march up and down that main street. And that continued without interruption until COVID. So every Saturday night at 8 o'clock, you could count on the local pipe band going up and down the main street. Sadly, again, that's not going to happen this year because the main street's torn apart, but that'll, I'm sure, resume next year.
And so that inspired you to pick up the pipes?
Absolutely.
I guess, is that how you say it?
But it didn't take it till late in life until I was at a Super Bowl party of a friend's, and a friend of his came over, and we had pizza delivered, and all of a sudden I heard bagpipes piping in the pizza. And I went, oh, wow, that's pretty cool. So I met a guy who taught me to play pipes much late in life.
It looks like a very complicated instrument.
Well, the part I like about bagpipes, it only has 9 notes. A piano, when I look at it, has 2,000 to 3,000 keys on there.
Yes.
So for me, I find it a very simple thing, a simple instrument to play. It may look like that.
There's so many different pipes and drum bands that are around here. We know that there's Smiths Falls. I get to hear them every now and then as well. Really impressive. So the RCMP, how many members do you have in that band?
I believe we have a roster of about 40, maybe closer to 45 actually, when I include the dancers, because we're actually called the RCMP Pipes, Drums, and Dancers. We do a lot of shows, stage shows. We do parades, of course, but we do concerts and things along that line. So we have a very talented group, and the dancers actually make us sound really good.
I bet you it's loud with that many pipes and drums going on.
I guess so. You know, I go to band practice every Tuesday night, and there's, on average, not everyone makes every practice, including me, maybe 20 to 25 pipes and drums in the room, and I don't really notice it that much anymore, but maybe my hearing's going, who knows.
So you live in the area now?
Yes, I do.
Okay, whereabouts?
I live in Perth.
You live in Perth, excellent.
Yeah.
And so where does the RCMP band operate out of?
So I'm a member of the RCMP Pipes, Drums, and Dancers National Capital Region. We're based out of Ottawa. We have 7 sister bands across the country, which is, there's a coordination on the of a national executive level of members of each of those bands, which meets periodically. And we perform, each of those bands performs with the permission of their commanding officer of that division, you know, depending on where they are in the country.
Well, that's really interesting, and I think it's really cool that you chose to go the RCMP Pipes, Drums, and Dancers mm-hmm. route when you did have those other options around there. Was there something about this particular band that, you know, that really called to you?
Well, again, I was living in Ottawa at the time, so to me it was a local band. It wasn't far to go to band practice. It was actually very close where I was living. And again, I mean, it's the RCMP. You're representing the RCMP, wearing Red Serge, you know, Canada's National Police Force. So I knew some people in the band. I knew the pipe major in the band, Graham Ogilvie, at the time, from a previous band. And so there are a number of reasons that I joined. But again, it comes back to volunteerism with my hobby.
And your band recently took a trip overseas to Holland. Tell us why you were there.
That's right. So in 1995, there was a grassroots movement in the Netherlands to recognize Canadian veterans who were instrumental in liberating the Netherlands from the German army. So that would be the 50th anniversary in 1995. So they had several thousand Canadian vets go to the Netherlands at that time and were welcomed. You know, once their feet hit the ground, they were cared for very well, food and accommodation. That went so well that that grassroots movement decided to do this every 5 years. So we actually went for the first time in 2015 and were welcomed with open arms and were invited to come back again in 2020, which clearly COVID got in the way and we weren't able to do that. But we went this year as the 78th anniversary, and we're looking forward to going back for the 80th in 2 years.
And so when you're over there, what types of things are you doing?
Wow, we did a broad range of things. We would, on a given day, we would be on a bus by 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning, be taken to small villages, small towns like Perth throughout the Netherlands, and we actually played at remembrance ceremonies, because the Remembrance Day in the Netherlands is May the 4th, and then May the 5th is Liberation Day, which was the day that they were liberated from German occupation. So there's a lot goes on during that week. So we would play in small towns and villages, at war cemeteries, at cenotaphs. We played two concerts in very, very large churches with brass bands and choirs. And one of the things that we did this time as well as last time on May the 5th, Liberation Day, is the National Liberation Day Parade in Wageningen in the Netherlands. Well over 100,000 people show up for that, and it's a huge parade. And again, there were some Canadian vets, not several thousand this time because they're getting on in years. There were some Canadian vets that came back for that parade, and they were in military vehicles, and there were several pipe bands, not just our pipe band. The Black Watch Royal Highland Regiment from Montreal was there, and so we had this wonderful parade. So it was a broad range of activities.
And what was the reception like?
Oh, unbelievable. You know, the Dutch people have never forgotten what Canadian troops have done for them in liberating their country, giving their lives for their country. There are many Dutch people that were little children that are still alive right now that remember the horrors of the occupation. And they remember the Canadians coming in and liberating their villages. So the reception is just overwhelming.
Yeah, I bet. And wow, just such a thrill to go and do that type of the thing as well. It's probably one of your best memories. And you've been there twice?
Been there twice now, yeah.
Wow. And I'm sure that's something that inspires you daily.
Oh, no question. I mean, there were very poignant moments throughout this trip, throughout this mission, particularly in these small villages where they're recognizing Canadians who gave their lives. If I may, there was one moment in a village called Moak, a town called Moak, where there was a river alongside, and the Germans had destroyed the bridge on their retreat from the village or from the town, and so the Canadian forces needed to get across that bridge. There were the Army Corps of Engineers was called in to build a temporary bridge. There were three gentlemen, three soldiers in a boat that started taking on water. One of the soldiers' names was Antonio Barbero. And he was just a young man, I believe 23 at the time. They were in this boat. The boat started taking on water. There was only two life jackets in that boat. Private Barbero said, "I'm a strong swimmer. I can deal with this. If we go down, you take my life jackets." Sadly, the water was very cold. He was overcome with hypothermia and the current, and he drowned. Mm-hmm. So in that village of Moak, there is a memorial to him right beside that river. So when you talk about key moments in that mission, that had to be one, because there was more than one of us in the pipe band that welled up during that ceremony.
I bet, I bet. And I bet it was sort of filled with raw emotion as you went from town to town and from, you know, concert to concert, seeing the reaction. And there's a lot of gratitude, as you mentioned off the top.
Oh, absolutely. The Dutch people have never forgotten. It was interesting at the parade in Wageningen, we weren't playing at the time, I think we were at attention, and there's a woman in a wheelchair, and one of the pipers in our band heard her say, "Oh, the Canadians are here," which would maybe go back to May 5th, 1945.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Well, I really appreciate you coming in and speaking with us today, Casey, and anything you want to leave our listeners with?
I'm very grateful to be part of the RCMP Pipes, Drums, and Dancers. We have celebrated our 25th anniversary this year as a national piping organization for the RCMP. The RCMP's 150th anniversary was yesterday, so this is a very significant time for our force and for our band. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, you're very welcome, and I hope to speak to you again.
Oh, I look forward to it.
Alrighty. Casey Searson is our guest. He's, of course, a Perth resident and longtime member of the RCMP Pipes, Drums, and Dancers Band. He's been telling us a little bit about what they do and where they've been. Casey, again, thank you.
My pleasure.
I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.